One of the surprising things that I found running men's behaviour change groups is that many of the men are actually quite likeable people, and sometimes it's hard because you have to create a fine balance of not being too overly friendly, as you do in all client work, but particularly in this space. Most men in the group are quite sociable and respectful with each other during the group. Obviously, there's some negative and collusive sort of boys' club talk that you have to try and contain, but all in all, the men are very sociable and quite pro-social. And I guess one of the common things that I found is when you get down to the serious business of discussing their use of violence, then the room fills with a distinct air of nervous anxiety. It's a common theme that all the men don't want to talk about their violence, well, most of them anyway, and that's quite natural because of the shame that it brings up. So the process is then very relational. The men often need to feel safe in group to open up in a genuine way, to feel vulnerable, and be okay with being vulnerable is a real process, and even more so working with men, and even more so in a group type setting with up to 15 men in a room that you hardly even know. It's a fine balance of creating safety, creating that safety which allows for the work. And the balance is fundamental in group work in general. The creating safety is so important, but particularly in the MBC setting, the balance of safety with the challenging and I guess very direct manner of the work is a delicate dance which can never be choreographed. At times, how I guess I'd describe this balance is it feels similar to parenting. It feels similar to the tough love that as a parent you have to use with your children at times, to hold them, to get them to reflect on their behavior, but to hold them in the relationship, to do it in a caring and compassionate way. You could almost think about a parent disciplining their child, but with care and compassion and with a firm authority at the same time. Emotionally, the work is tough. It definitely can take its toll on you, and one of the things is you certainly have to be okay with being hated, and and be able to sit with that. One of the, I guess, the really challenging things as a male facilitator that I encountered is the personal challenge. Talking about and challenging other men on their male privilege. That's an incredibly deep dive that I've had to do to look at my own male privilege in its myriad of forms in my personal and everyday life. It's an ongoing process, but even more so when you're having to walk the talk and be genuine about it. So yeah, it's definitely really, really confronts you as a person, and forces you to look at yourself very, very hard. And to be open to getting that feedback from people in your life, from the female facilitator and staff that you're working with. It's a real process of being open and accountable to them, and growing as a person, growing as a professional, requires that openness. It requires you to challenge your own assumptions about yourself and how you interact with other people, how you might not be aware of your own blind spots. Yeah, that's all I have to say about the work for now, but there might be more to come. Thanks.